Imagine he doesn't. I mean, although he can probably take a pill and work it. So
this is interesting. This theory that he finds a different romance when he's promoting his movie.
Here he is. One more Tom Cruise tape.
Private tour of the presidential palace yesterday.
You kidding?
Yeah. It was incredible. You know, she was Sistine Chapel yesterday. She's never been to Rome too, so to be able to share that with her, it is like a. It's, it could be any more romantic.
Homo.
Right, I believe.
Homo. I believe that, Tom.
How long before the rumors of the demise of the romance surfaced?
Approximately 3 weeks after War of the Worlds is guaranteed to make $200 million this
three
summer.
Weeks. Right. Three weeks.
And you know what? I'll even say 3 weeks after it cracks $100 million,
okay. And then she's gone.
Yeah, his new movie War of the Worlds.
And it's a perfect choice because she's vowed to stay a virgin until she marries.
That's wonderful.
So there's really no reason to challenge it.
Sure.
Correct.
Have you made love? No, we've chosen not to.
Thank you. We want to wait.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi, we're doing great.
I was wondering, did you get a chance to look at Star Trek? They had a retro outfits and a retro ship, the NCC Starship.
What I don't even know.
Star
what
Trek
you're
Enterprise
about.
Is in its last four episodes. That's what he's calling about. And they're wearing the uniforms from.
Has that fad? Has that fancy?
Oh, long
has
ago.
That ship sailed?
Long ago.
It has. Although I got to tell you, I got an email from somebody saying you might be interested in knowing that Riker and Troy will be on the final season A. And not only season ending, but series ending.
Troy would bring you back, wouldn't she?
Series ending run of Enterprise. It's Troy and Riker.
Don't you have to be with that from the very beginning? All those shows. So. I mean, each incarnation of that series.
Well, I never liked the James T. Kirk Star Trek.
Right. You didn't like the original.
No.
You like Next Generation.
I certainly like to look. Got the old ones.
I like Star Trek The Next Generation.
Right.
I kind of liked Deep Space Nine.
Uh-huh.
I kind of liked Voyager. But as it went on, I liked them less and less and less.
Well, they get watered right. down like anything else.
Right. As long as we're on the topic of Enterprise. Just because we don't got enough tapes going today. Thanks for finding that one.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. How are you? How's it going, Billy Big Voice?
Hi, Mike.
Okay, I'm working with a machine.
We're going to break. We're going to break. We're going to break the equipment.
It's overheating right now.
I will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the 224th presentation of the Hallmark Hall of Fame. Tonight, we are proud to present Riding the Bus with My Sister.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Play back, because that would indicate that our program director was a retard. And he is.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the
mundus. But nevertheless, big shout out. Cameron Gray, doing his filing upstairs.
Even tastier than a nice gay mocha. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz, you called that Nielsen line.
I did. There are some surprises in the ratings. I looked at the first hour of the Rosie movie. You'll be surprised. Number one, you won't be surprised. The Desperate Housewives was number one both half hours with an 11 and 11.9.
Yes.
Coming in second place, however... Family Guy on Fox with a 5.7 and the American Dad with 4.6 also made second place in that second half hour. Law and Order came in third place in that first hour of the Rosie movie.
Hello!
With a 3.1 and then a 3.6. And in fourth and last place, yes, it's Rosie, bringing up the rear with a 3.0 in the first half and a 3.3 in the second half hour.
Oh, my goodness!
So it got killed.
Hallmark presents Riding on the Bus with my program director. Fourth place.
I'm hearing you!
Hi, Cameron.
How did the Rosie movie do with the demographic of people in this studio right now?
Number one.
That's right.
Wow. Well, you know, good for Family Guy.
Yeah.
That it got such a strong rating.
I'm surprised.
Although, against Desperate Housewives, I mean, like, what Desperate Housewives had, like 25, and Family Guy like a 4?
11.0 to 11.9 for Desperate Housewives, a 5.7 for Family Guy.
Okay, we'll get back to this Rosie thing.
Mm-hmm.
More of the show, more of the TV show, more of the tapes. But I guess a lot of you didn't watch last night,
apparently.
So today will be hi, Mike. You know, I wish you would have watched it.
I meant to, and I forgot.
I'm kidding.
First of all, you don't want me in that clubhouse. That's you and your buddy. I didn't watch it on purpose.
I am kidding you only because you looked at me that way.
Well, that's because, you know, I didn't know. And I, you know what? I still don't know. I think there's part of you that wanted me to watch it. But, you know, a lot of times it's like, you know, if I don't watch it, it works better because stuff's all new to me. But now that I'm hearing you talk about it, maybe I should have watched it.
You know what? It's better that you didn't.
Yeah.
Buzz, did you watch it or not?
I didn't. I forgot it was on, but I feel like I'm enjoying it now.
Man, he should have watched it.
Yeah. You're goddamn right.
I should have.
Okay? You know why? Let's not forget that. He's Mike. You're Buzz.
That's right.
You got to watch
whatever that means. Yes. Well, I have a legitimate excuse.
What that means is Prince Spaghetti, and I only said because you're Prince.
Yes.
Right? He doesn't have to watch.
That's okay. Right.
He doesn't.
Right.
You?
I forgot. I forgot my homework.
You're a lily drool.
I should have watched. I would have shared it more if I'd watched it. You know, but I did have a legitimate excuse. I was playing poker.
Okay, good.
And losing.
And how did Carla like that?
What the?
Being poked.
Loved it.
Hey.
Loved it.
Being poked.
No, and you know what? Hold him.
You know what she said? Your
why?
Girlfriend after. The poker?
I have to go to the hospital!
So now you're attributing those tapes to Carla.
No, Mike.
No.
No. No.
No.
Shut up, Rosie.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Let's just get off, Rosie, for just a second.
No small task, my friend.
You insist.
Baby. But everybody's calling about it.
Of course.
I think this is fascinating with the Michael Jackson thing, something I read this weekend. On Friday, the jurors saw books that Michael Jackson had locked in his bedroom, in a safe. And the books are not pornographic by nature.
Right.
One of the books is called, and they're allowing this into evidence. So the jurors saw these books. One of the books, and I looked them up on the internet, Boys Will Be Boys. It's a book about young boys. There's no nudity, but it's young boys. The entire, it's like a coffee table book, and it's full of pictures of boys jumping into waterfalls and jumping into swimming pools.
Which, if you saw it, you know, in a family's house,
you would not
with a couple of little kids,
right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think there was anything. It might be a book that a grandma would have,
right.
You know. But he's a kid toucher, and he's got the book. The inscription was written by Michael Jackson himself. Okay, so
he inscribed his own book.
Uh-huh. Yes, he wrote, "Look at the true spirit of happiness and joy in these boys' faces. This is the spirit of boyhood, a life I've never had and I will always dream of. This is the life I want for my children." The other book...
When you say that, though, I'm just... When I'm thinking purely on evidence, you know, when you're talking about that situation, I mean,
right.
that's nothing. That's, I mean, they could throw that, bringing that in there would almost work for the other side.
They've got another book called The Boy.
See, isn't it amazing that we're interpreting it this way, but probably another innocent book?
Yeah, my goodness, yes. As I mentioned, these are artsy-fartsy type coffee table books.
They are.
They're not illegal to own.
Right.
The Boy is a book like from the 1960s,
yep.
Featuring the cast of a movie adaptation, I think, of Lord of the Flies.
Okay.
And it's just creepy, though.
It's that, creepy that, he, that a man, that a
that
single man, basically. Yeah, that he's got that in his boudoir.
But they're not like his booby magazines, or they're just...
But it is creepy. What I read was that one of the books, and I'm not sure which is which, but of the two books you mentioned, one of them is about 10% photographs of nude boys, and the other one about 90% photographs of nude boys.
So there is nudity in it.
Nudity, but not pornography. Nothing sexually explicit, But yeah, but it's some nudity. Yeah, and the boy, a photographic essay. Was
yes,
the
that's
subtitle
right.
Of that
the boy,
book,
the boy
yeah.
then semicolon, or in the case of Michael Jackson, the entire colon. Oh, you know, hold on, yeah. Mike. This is unrelated. I got to tell you something my wife mentioned to me though. Hold on.
You know, that 90% nudity, that seems a bit high.
It's higher than
pretty
the
high
10.
Ratio,
yeah.
But not pornography, so it's okay.
Sure.
How weird is that?
I want to ask
you. You know, that thing I said about the book being in, like, regular people's homes, now, if it's all nude, it would still be a little weird. Yeah.
The one Boys Will Be Boys that I looked up on the internet is just like Huck Finn. It's pictures,
right.
It's pictures of boys on a tire swing.
Are they naked?
The account that I read said that one book had about 10% nude photos,
10%,
and the other had about 90%
then
nude
boys
photos.
Boys Will Be Boys would be the non-dirty. Baby, are you there?
Yeah, I'm wondering why you're calling me during... this segment.
Come to think of it, the 10% seems a bit high.
I know. I know why I'm calling you.
Yes.
For some reason, I know. When I said semicolon and then colon, I thought of who was the woman you told me who goes to have her butt hair.
I saw on TV last night.
Oh yes. Oh, on that show, Doctor Whatever.
90210.
Right.
Uh-huh.
What was that? What was that chick having done to her butt hair?
I don't even know if you can say this, but it was a procedure, so I guess it's okay. Anal bleaching.
Oh, yeah. I read about this.
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
I know about
it.
Wow.
Because I guess...
Because the area that she wanted bleached was darker than the rest of her skin.
Ah, I understand.
So first she had to have it waxed, and then they have to apply bleach.
Were you a part of this being?
Oh, stop.
Were you in New York? Did your plane get in that weekend? We were up in New York when the power, it wasn't a complete power failure. It was sort of a semi, like some of the power went out.
Yeah.
I forgot what they call it. The light's kind of dim and you lose
brown
power.
Brown.
That's what it is.
Brown out.
Thanks for saying that.
Good joke. I get jokes.
Oh, for Christ's sake, behave. There's pieces of me scattered from here to Pittsburgh on these football fields.
So, it's not funny. She's got on her cute
so that's not the that's not the aforementioned Wax Brazil. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Contact lens is not the only way to change your eye color, then.
Okay. All right. There you go. Thank you, baby. Oh, and
she's gotten better at that.
You know what?
You know?
How about, God, you know, I've not even talked about the weekend because we've been so busy.
Yeah.
But how about that? I'm not going to mention any names. They're friends of ours. One of them's a friend of ours, divorced, and she's out with a new guy now.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out with them on Saturday, and it was real nice and pleasant. But, baby, wasn't it annoying how just over the top they were like with each other with the whole.
I gave you plenty of opportunity to talk about why I'm wonderful. And you were strangely silent when that window would open up.
This guy.
PDAs? Public displays of affection.
Yes, he was love and lots of.
There was lots of hand-holding, and also here's one of his quotes.
Lots of reason why she's wonderful, so I expected my husband to step up to the plate.